This morning I've got Sue Liebenson with me. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, Steve.
Sue, you're here to talk to us about electronic waste recycling, which people will have an opportunity to do in Haines Friday and Saturday, a week from yesterday and today, June 6th and 7th at the Recycling Center on Small Tracks Road.
That's right.
Sue, tell us about Haines Friends of Recycling for those people who aren't familiar with the organization.
Well, we're a volunteer organization, a nonprofit. The great news is Haines recycles about 1,000 pounds a day, which is really quite remarkable. And we accept 24/7 out at the Recycling Center mixed paper, tin, aluminum. And the only items that you need to show up on a schedule for are cardboard and plastics.
And we'll get into detail on that in a minute, too. Tell me about the origins. How did this get started?
Wow. I think there's a little bit of a history here that precedes my term on the board. But there was a point in time when the whole solid waste issue in Haines was in transformation. There were questions about whether we would have an incinerator in town, different options. One of the organizations that emerged from that whole community effort to reevaluate how we were going to deal with solid waste was Haines Friends of Recycling. And there was a very broad-based board that was put together, and it's evolved over time. And now we have the facility out on Small Tracks. And again, we recycle a tremendous amount. There's a lot more than that folks can still do, but for a small town, we're doing quite well.
And you mentioned a board of directors. You're on the board of directors?
I'm one of the volunteer board members, and we do have openings on the board right now. We'd love to have some new faces.
Oh, really? Okay, good. Now tell me, and I know you just talked about this, but I want to get more specific about it. Tell me what can be recycled and what hours? I know that it's open 24 hours a day for what? Paper, tin, aluminum?
Scrap metal as well. But I think you need to go in Maryland's there for that.
Okay. But then what are the hours, regular hours for bringing in plastics and cardboard?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning, I believe 9 to noon.
And you're also, you know, funded largely in part by your membership as well. What are the benefits of being a member?
Just simplifies your life. If you're a member, you can recycle for free all year long.
Free?
Free for members.
For becoming a member, yep. You get to recycle free. I'm a member and I recycle lots of cardboard because I'm remodeling a house and I've got all kinds of things coming in cardboard, and it's better than burning it.
Yeah, better than burning it, and easy to drop it off.
And you've got some other places around town where you can recycle. I noticed at the post office. You want to tell me about that?
That is a service that in cooperation with the post office, we've been able to offer of late, where people can just take their junk mail right to our bins and we take it out to the recycling center. We do requests that people don't bring their household paper in to the post office. I mean, this is just a service that we're providing to the community to deal with the mail. Also, we can help people, if you're interested in information on how to stop some of the junk mail from coming to your post office box.
So don't bring your stuff from home. Just, you know, what you get out of your P.O. box and then read the signs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not as hard. People are getting better at that. The materials at the recycling center get shipped south to Seattle, mm-hmm. and there's a market for all these different recyclables, and that's another way that we fund the recycling center. So if the paper is sorted the way we ask at the post office, then we get a better value for that recyclable. And the other thing that I would encourage folks who are using that service is please consider becoming a member if you're not already a member.
Because you're already getting some of the benefits of not having to deal with that stuff at home.
Yeah, and then you will also, of course, have the benefit of being able to recycle everything else for free.
And the different grades, if you work in an office, like here at KHNS, over the past year and a half or so, we've been sorting our paper. So all the white paper is worth more to you than just the colored and mixed paper. So separating that is also beneficial for you as well. Is that right?
Yeah, when we ship it south, we have newspaper in one category, white office paper, which is envelopes and that kind of thing, in another category, and then mixed paper, which is everything from
everything else.
Everything else. And that's our lowest value.
Right. Okay.
One of the reasons we are able to accept all kinds of recyclables is, you know, some of the materials we do lose money on when we ship them south, but because we're a nonprofit with membership and support from the community, we're able to offer that, and helps folks do the right thing. Over the long run, the community will have less need for landfill space or other ways of dealing with trash. So good at the household level, good for the community.
Right. Ideally, you're breaking even somewhere down there, down the road, when you're doing the books quarterly or at the end of the year or whatever. Now, let's talk about electronic waste recycling, which again is happening this coming Friday and Saturday at the Recycling Center. What is electronic waste recycling? What are we talking about here? I guess
it's all that stuff that's just piling up under your desk and in your spare room, and we just can't seem to help ourselves. We have to replace our cell phones or upgrade our computers, get a better monitor, flat screen TV, and then you end up with all that electronic waste. And
they're all made of plastic, so they don't last anyway. I mean, not only do you feel like you want to replace it, but they die pretty. They have a very short life.
Yeah, I mean, that's a longer, bigger term issue that folks are beginning to address with the manufacturers. I mean, creating all these items,
disposable items that are
essentially disposable. But mm-hmm. What's in these items that's not so disposable are, like you mentioned, all the plastics, quite a bit of heavy metals that would be very problematic if they were to work their way into the water table, especially a place like Haines, where we're of course interested in clean water for fish. So what we are able to offer is to accept all this electronic waste. Gives you a chance to make a little more room for yourself at home. You don't have to live with it for the rest of your life. And then we ship it south to Seattle, where they deconstruct all these outdated computers.
Of these things, yeah,
and then separate out the materials that have value, and they get recycled.
And are they able to reuse some of this stuff? I mean, actually, like the circuit boards or?
Some of them they do. There are issues of privacy people sometimes ask about, and that's why, for example, we haven't offered a trading option for people to trade, because just you wander into problems with what's on people's hard drives and that kind of thing. But generally, if they can, they reuse them intact. But I think really the majority of it gets broken down into the original materials.
The various metals and such, I see. Okay, let's talk about what's allowed then. I mean, I think you've got a whole laundry list here of things people can bring down. What are some good examples of what they can bring?
Just everything that's piling up, like we've talked about. You can bring in old computers, monitors, the external drives, printers, faxes, copiers. We take televisions, radios, VCRs, stereos, cell phones. We'll take them for free. Electronic games, digital cameras, toner cartridges, CDs, cords, batteries, marine electronics, and just about everything. We're not going to take things like refrigerators or big white appliances, as people call them. So mm-hmm. No stoves or freezers, that kind of thing.
Okay. And what else is not allowed?
Right now, we still can't take smoke detectors. I believe there's mercury or there's something in them that makes it difficult to recycle, and also audio and videotapes.
And you'll see right behind you, there's a big drawer that's full of CDs that are of no use here, and we will be bringing those down, as well as many computer monitors, as we did last year. Which also brings me to this topic. Now, I believe nonprofits are able to get some sort of reimbursement.
Yeah, but this year we're still able to offer a program through Green Star, and the Rasmussen Foundation is going to reimburse nonprofits 25 cents per pound. We have to charge 35 cents a pound to accept the materials. That's just to cover our costs of shipping them. And but for nonprofits, we will have the forms on hand, and you can just pick them up, fill them out there, and
recoup a large part of the
yeah,
cost.
Just about all. Not quite the full cost, but most of it.
Great, great. On that note as well, if you're bringing down, say, your nonprofit or a business or just somebody who has a lot of stuff in your house, if you're bringing down a large amount of stuff, should people make an appointment first? Or
you can, and if the times don't work for you, we want to make this a successful event for everybody. So please call Marilyn from the Recycling Center, and her number is 314-0133, and you can schedule a time that works for you.
Okay, great. Now, this is your second year of doing this?
Yeah, last year was the first year, and it was quite stunning. We had over 25,000 pounds
Wow. Of
materials show up, and we were pretty floored. Quite a bit of that was the old school unloading old computers, but we had truckloads of computers that had been out in the woods with leaves and mud stuck in them. I mean, I just think they must have wondered when the stuff showed up in Seattle, some of our stuff. And the radio station had, it was kind of sad to see some of it go. Big old boards with cool old dials. And so people clearly had been storing this stuff wherever they could for a very long time.
We've got a lot more too.
Yeah, it is a phenomena in our society that the electronic waste piles up. So again, make some room for yourself, bring it on down. The radio station, some of it looked like we should have saved it for theater
science
props.
Fiction sets,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it was kind of sad to see some of that go.
We did actually discuss that, and it was talked about with different people, and they're like, no, we just don't. Let's just get rid of it. Is Haynes Friends of Recycling looking for volunteers for this event or in general?
Yes, we could definitely use some volunteers. And again, it's Friday and Saturday morning next week. Folks to help weigh the materials when they come in. Again, we're charging 35 cents a pound. So just to help with the paperwork or, you know, just all of those kinds of tasks, we'd be glad to have folks helping out.
Strong backs to carry around a bunch of monitors.
Hopefully there won't be too much heavy lifting. We do have a forklift and again, we moved 25,000 pounds last year, so.
Okay, that's great. Now, if folks want to make an appointment, I know you mentioned this before, but we want to mention it again, for e-cycling, as I know a lot of people call it, if they want to make an appointment for this, or they want to volunteer, or they just have questions in general about recycling and Haynes Friends of Recycling, or they want to become a member, who can they call?
I'd still recommend calling Marilyn at 314-0133.
Okay.
And we'll have membership forms available at the recycling center during the event, as we do all the time.
Great, great. So that's Electronic Waste Recycling, Friday and Saturday, June 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the recycling center on Small Tracks Road. Lighten your load and put it in the right place instead of into the groundwater and such. Sue, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.